All right. Welcome back here to the Sports Ticket, joined by Vanessa Christine, a senior at Kansas Wesleyan. Can that be true, Vanessa? You're a senior already?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I guess I am. I don't know where the past 4 years have gone, but
man,
yeah, I'm definitely a senior.
That is amazing. Well, how would you sum up your college career so far?
Well, I mean, it's definitely been an enjoyable experience. It went by really fast, but it's been awesome. Kansas Wesleyan has really supported me throughout these 4 years, and I couldn't have asked for a better experience, I guess. So, yeah.
Now, Vanessa played at St. John's Tipton, of course, from Glen Elder, Kansas. It was cool earlier this year, Vanessa, when you and Bailey Brown dominated the Player of the Week honors, defensive and offensively. I don't think it's too often that you see Glen Elder, Kansas dominating the college scene in the KCAC, but that was pretty cool. I'm sure you and Bailey maybe even talked about that.
No, we didn't really talk about it, but I saw it on Facebook or whatever, and I just thought, that is pretty cool to see that both small town girls.
Well, of course,
those honors, so.
Of course, Bailey plays for McPherson, so there's a bit of a little rivalry there probably as well. I could understand that. And
definitely a rivalry there.
Right,
so.
Sure. You guys are 20-9, 11-3 at home this year. You got a big win over the weekend against Southwestern. First of all, let's go back. Let's talk about the local flavor, because you've got, and if I leave anybody out, correct me, but you have Jenna Ferris from Lincoln, Carly Steinley of Wilson, Cora Bergstrom of Cortland or Pike Valley, and then yourself. Is there anybody else I'm missing that's from the area that's playing for the Lady Coyotes?
No, I think that covers it.
What's it like to play with all those ladies?
It's crazy to think that, all throughout high school they were, of course they were their studs of their high school team, and it was always that rivalry. I just remember Dad talking about each and every one of those that week in practice and preparing for them and preparing against them, it's definitely been awesome to be able to get to know them on a personal level and not so much look at them as a rivalry, but be able to use their talent with mine. And it's really awesome to think that there's four 1A girls all on one team, and it's not like there's only a select few of us getting good minutes. It's all of us are contributing, and it's really cool. Cora Bergstrom's grandma actually was talking to me about that on Saturday. She's like, there was one point where, we looked on the floor and it's all you girls playing together, and it makes the experience that much more meaningful to me to be able to play with girls I played against, in high school, and it's a really cool experience.
Absolutely, and you guys have had a wonderful season, and you're going into tournament play. You'll take on Sterling coming up on Thursday. You're the number 3 seed, and Sterling is the number 6 seed, and that win you had just the other day gave you 20 wins in the season for the first time since the 2010-11 season when Kansas Wesleyan went 31-3. Basketball, I know you've worked so hard at your game, and it's really opened up a lot of opportunities for you, obviously at the college level playing at Kansas Wesleyan, but you've also been able to go over, you've been able to go out of the country and play in some interesting environments and atmospheres. Basketball has really opened up some doors for you, hasn't it?
Yes, unbelievably. A couple summers ago, I went to Curacao, and then last summer, I had the opportunity to go to Scotland, so I did that as well, and I think more importantly than just being able to play the game is all of the connections I get to meet, all these different people from all over, I still talk to one of the girls that I played in Scotland with, and, she's from New York, and so we're making plans for the summer for me to come down there and, up there, I guess, and visit her and, spend some time with her in New York. So, to me, yes, I love playing basketball, and basketball's been a huge part of my life ever since I was in diapers going to practice with my dad, but now that I'm older and it's towards the end of my career, I can appreciate the connections that I have developed from the game, and it's just, I couldn't be more thankful.
So what are your plans now? You're a senior. Now it's okay. Now we're into totally the real world. What are your plans?
Oh, man, if I had a dollar for every time I was asked that question. Well, I am actually planning on attending George Washington University in St. Louis for my master's in social work in the fall of 2015. So I haven't quite reached the reality world yet. I still have a couple more years of school. And then who knows, I might end up getting my PhD if I want to suffer through a few more years of school even after that. But that's the plan as of right now, and I'm excited about that. In middle of April, my parents and I will go down to St. Louis and have a big orientation for the people who have been accepted into the program. And so, yeah, I'll do that, and that'll probably really set in stone my decision between there. And I also got accepted to the master's program of social work in Lawrence at KU. So, I mean, that's an option, but hands down, I'll probably be in St. Louis at this time next year. But yeah, that's my future plans right now.
Well, good for you getting into social work. My wife's in social work and studies social work, of course, and majored in all that. And it's a profession that can be challenging, and we wish you the best of luck with that. And by the way, getting back to you guys, local kids from the area, not local kids, you guys are young women now and getting into the real world, as we're talking about. And Jenna leads the team in scoring. You're second, and Carly Steinley is third. And Cora's averaging 5 a game. So you guys not only are performing well, but you're the top 3 scorers from North Central Kansas from 1A schools, leading the team to that 20-win mark. That is just really impressive. What would you say to young ladies out there who might be listening, or maybe you'll listen to the archive version of this interview online at some point, that, you know, oh, okay, I'm in a small school, I don't play against a big competition. What would you say to people that maybe thinking, I don't know if I can play at the next level?
You know, that was something that was always kind of brought to my attention here in high school. It was like, well, yeah, of course you girls are good. You're 1A, you're a little school, but talent doesn't lie. I mean, you're either good or you're not, and if you're good, it's going to show, and if you have the hard work and the determination and the attitude to even work that much harder with the obstacles of coming from a small town or a small school, then honestly, I think that'll make you an even better athlete than those who come from a big school, you know, because they don't have that kind of challenge of, oh, well, you're just good because there's no one else in the league, or, you know, those types of challenges, I guess, yeah. But just keep working hard and your talent will show, so. That's what I
would
have to say.
Sure, absolutely. Hey, we left out one, Brittany Kirkhoff of Thunder Ridge. She's on your team as well. That's another lady from North Central Kansas that we have covered at the high school level as well. So there's just a whole bunch of North Central Kansas young ladies that are on the team at Kansas Wesleyan. All right, so take me through here at the end of the season. 20-9 going into tournament play. You guys feeling pretty good about things going into postseason play?
Yes. The win on Saturday was a huge confidence booster. I mean, that was really what we needed, and especially for Carly Steinley to have a big game like that, because she had been struggling offensively for the past, you know, few weeks, but to really get her going, and then, of course, Jenna's an amazing offensive player in general, but, you know, Saturday's game was huge for us, and that confidence that we have as the individual players now will help to really swing and get things rolling for us it's this week coming up on Thursday. And we're finally getting that. Our coach refers to it as our swagger back. You know, we kind of went through a downhill slope there when we lost to Bethany and some games where we shouldn't really have lost. But, at the beginning of the year, we just had this confidence, and like Coach Schoen says, the swagger of every time we walked into the gym, it's just we had this something about us that was intimidating, even for our coaches. They're like, wow, these girls are ready to go. And Saturday really brought that back in us. And we know now that starting this week, it's a whole new season. It's a, you know, one-game elimination season, and we don't like to lose. Our team does not take losing very well, so I think we're ready to go.
Vanessa Christine, 5'9", senior guard forward for Kansas Wesleyan from Glen Elder, Kansas, played at St. John's. Vanessa averaging 12 points, 5.5 rebounds, leads the team in steals with 58 on the season. Vanessa, it's been fun following your career. It's amazing that your collegiate career is almost over. We hope you wish you the best of luck in extending that college career as far as you guys can go in the postseason, and best of luck in your future endeavors, and thanks for the time today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Vanessa Christine, our guest today on The Sports Ticket, brought to you by Crossroads Bar and Grill in Downs.